Kimberly Kraft at the wheel again.
Back in the saddle.
Yeah, boy, it's this morning. The Challenger and all that. All excited. And
well, there's some question on whether or not that will go up, in fact.
Yeah, there's a lot of high winds back there.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But first, yesterday, Arizona saw it first as thousands of people took part in the state job-a-thon. They tried to link unemployed people with employers who have jobs. The effort did not escape the attention of the Reagan administration. White House advisor Ed Meese called job-a-thon organizers to congratulate them for their volunteer spirit. They say more than 3,000 jobs were registered statewide, but that more than 3,000 unemployed people applied just in Tucson alone. The search picks up again this morning in a mountain area of Cochise County for an 8-year-old Wilcox boy missing since Saturday. Jeffrey Sunderland was playing hide-and-seek at a campsite in the Turkey Creek area of the Chiricahua Mountains late Saturday when he apparently wandered off. Dozens of volunteers helped search the area yesterday with the help of a State Department of Public Safety helicopter, but with no luck, they'll try to pick that up today. The Space Shuttle Challenger is easing its way through a smooth countdown headed for today's scheduled liftoff at 11:30 our time. NASA officials at Cape Canaveral, Florida are hoping the winds will shift before the launch. The measurements early today determined they were just too strong for a blastoff, but they are expected to die down. We'll get a final word sometime later this morning. President Reagan entertains thousands of children today at the annual Easter egg roll on the White House lawn. He's just returned from a 5-day vacation in California. Reagan and wife Nancy surprised Easter worshipers yesterday by showing up for services at a small church near their Santa Barbara ranch. Partly cloudy today and breezy, also somewhat cooler. High today only about 60 degrees. It's 48 degrees right now at 6 o'clock. I'm Kimberly Kraft for KWFM.
Show with Skip and Smiley.
Yeah, good morning. It is 20 minutes after 6 on a Monday. Wet or dry? And that's the question Pinal County supervisors will be answering today. That story's coming up at 6:30.
I imagine if we were to twist by the pool this early in the morning, we'd obtain a serious case of goosebumps.
Well, no, not if you're twisting.
No, however, here's Dire Straits from 92 KWFM. Springfield, Don't Talk to Strangers, 92 KWFM, the morning show, coming to you live.
And in color.
And in color.
Sun's up already. Yeah. Scratching that old sunburn, eh?
Me?
Well, today, Pinal County supervisors will be answering this question, wet or dry. They'll be voting on whether or not to rezone the University of Arizona Conference Center near Oracle. That's the former Motorola Executive Institute, and whether or not they'll okay requests for a liquor license as well. That center is a complex of offices and recreational facilities surrounded by vacant land. The university acquired it 2 years ago. There are a few red faces down in Nogales, Arizona. That's after officials discovered that a month ago, detention officers locked a boy and a girl in the same cell for 3 hours, no less. Two officers have been fired as a result of that. The Easter weekend was a messy one in St. Louis and Denver. Crews were cleaning up a Mississippi River oil spill caused by a barge accident. And an acid cloud over Denver has dissipated this time, but the chemical leak that caused it still needs some mopping up. Slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King is being remembered at marches, rallies, and prayer vigils today. It's been 15 years since his assassination at a Memphis, Tennessee hotel. And you know that staff that actor Ben Kingsley carried in the movie Gandhi? Well, it went for about $750 at an auction in London yesterday. That money will go to help underprivileged London children. Partly cloudy and breezy today, also significantly cooler today, only about 60 degrees. It's 48 degrees right now at 6:30. I'm Kimberly Kraft for KWFM.
Yeah. Swazed. Firefall. 636 and 92 KWFM and Skip O'Neill, good morning to you. So the Tucson Racquet Club is presenting the KWFM Coors Citywide Racquetball Tournament. So all you racquetball enthusiasts might want to remember these dates, April 21st through the 24th. Pick up your entry forms at all Tucson Athletic Clubs, yes, there it is, sporting goods stores, or right here at KWFM. Deadline for entry is April 15th. You can call us for information, or if you'd like, you can call the Racquet Club for more information.
Oh.
Don't miss Romeo Boy's explosive modern rock Friday, April 8th, in the Student Union Ballroom on the University of Arizona campus. Romeo Boyd from Rising Star Concerts.
We are back, 6:39 in the morning, and I trust you're awake by this time. Going to be a little bit of a cool day today, 64 our high, 43 degrees, Midtown Tucson with Patrick Simmons from 92. Submarines has been misplaced. If you see it, please call us. Okay? Make that real simple. 6:50 in the morning, Monday morning to be exact, 92 KWFM and Skip O'Neill. Coming up this morning, history, well, not actually history, but the second phase of history is going to be made, providing they get the launch off the ground. The Challenger, say, 50-50% chance that the Challenger may go up this morning. They don't know for sure if the winds die down. There is a number you can call, however, to listen in to Houston once the Challenger is up in the air. It's a 1-900 number. It's to be exact, 1-900-410-NASA. And it costs you exactly 50 cents for the first minute and 35 cents minutes thereafter.
Are you on the Olympic Committee?
Like a sports car. Nissan sounds like one hell of a truck.
One hell of a truck. One hell of a truck.
The new Nissan trucks at your Datsun dealer now.
Good morning. It is 7 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. The city council will be talking today about the federal job training program. We'll have that story on the news at 7 o'clock.
Say, Kimber, I got something you can identify with, or at least you will be able to after you do your 10K run in the triathlon. This
what
is called
that?
The Long Run from 92 KWFM. KWFM Tucson, and the picture on your screen is almost in color.
Okay, I believe that.
I just thought I'd throw that in, you know.
Well, thanks. Today, the City Council will be talking about the federal job training program again. Every year, the program has to be audited, and the council wants to extend the current contract instead of calling for new bids. They say that way we can save over $100,000. Also today, the council will consider a request from the Community Cable Corporation for almost $28,000. That's so it can hire an interim director and secretary. And also on the agenda is a plan to give preferential treatment to local contractors in awarding city contracts. Well, remember how much fun it's been to drive on I-10 in summers past? Well, the same thing's in store for you this year, but they say it won't be anything like the summer of 81. I'm talking about freeway improvements, and Phase 2 begins this summer. And suddenly it is summer. Sports fans can warm up to Major League Baseball again as the 1983 season opens today. 4 games are scheduled. Atlanta plays at Cincinnati in the traditional National League opener. In the American League, Kansas City is at Baltimore, then the Chicago White Sox are at Texas, and Cleveland is in Oakland. As baseball begins, the college basketball season ends. North Carolina State and Houston battle tonight at the University of New Mexico. Houston will be going for its first NCAA basketball championship. NC State won the title in 1974. The New Jersey Generals posted a 35-21 United States Football League victory over the Arizona Wranglers yesterday. And how about this? University of Arizona beat UCLA 3-2 in Pac-10 Southern Division Baseball yesterday in Los Angeles. Partly cloudy, breezy today, also cooler with a high of 60 degrees. It's 45 degrees right now at 7 o'clock. I'm Kimberly Kraft for KWFM.
Still 7:10 on a Monday morning, 92 KWFM, and Skip O'Neill hanging in there with you for the beginning of the working week, for whatever it's worth. Second annual KWFM Whitaker Aquatech Pools Old Pueblo Triathlon comes up this weekend. It's Sunday, April the 10th. Want to put that on the calendar for sure. Got to get your body all loosened up and your registration blanks in. All these proceeds are going to go to help all the little kids at Camp Wildcat. Registration packets are available at most of the Tucson sporting goods stores, bicycle stores, and health clubs. So if you haven't entered, I'd imagine you'd better get to it and do some entering there. You betcha. Here's David Bowie. Let's dance from 92 KWFM.
Just food. Well, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock, expect a lot of sparks to fly at tomorrow's Board of Supervisors meeting. I'll have that story on the news at 7:30.
Thank you. Here's Rick Ocasek from 92 KWFM. Turn the page, 92 KWFM, the morning show with Skip and Kim.
Good morning, Kim. Good morning. It is 45 degrees right now, midtown Tucson. I know it's a chilly morning today. No traffic problems to speak of, though. Expect to see developers and homeowners squaring off tomorrow as the Board of Supervisors considers the revised Catalina Foothills area plan. In general, developers want higher densities and homeowners want to preserve the character of the foothills. And in general, the plan calls for higher densities and possibly a campus park industrial site near Pima Canyon. Supervisors were scheduled to take a vote today, but Chairman Sam Lena has said he thinks it might be a good idea to postpone it, again, because the area is so large that the board should take its time. Also up for consideration today is a plan to cut the minimum lot size on which a house can be built. Builders say that would make houses more affordable. Pamela Sasley is finding out the hard way the system does not work. She has multiple sclerosis, and a recent car accident has compounded her problems. That doesn't seem to make any difference to the Social Security Administration. They wrote her in December and told her she better find a job because they were cutting off her disability payments. That news has Sasley close to panic, since she can never be certain how she'll feel from one day to the next. She says some days she can't even get out of bed by herself. In the meantime, she's appealed and the checks keep coming. But if she loses her appeal, she'll have to repay all that money. The head of a Senate panel on environmental pollution says he'll start hearing soon on a new law dealing with the disposal of millions of tons of hazardous waste. A measure covering the disposal expired last year. A published report says the Dow Chemical Company ignored potential genetic threats to its workers in manufacturing two profitable chemicals. The Detroit News quotes a former company scientist as saying a genetic surveillance program was scuttled after it turned up evidence of potential chromosome damage to employees. Dow says that's not true, though. Well, did you know that about 20 million Americans use cocaine? Time magazine says that's 5 million more than 2 years ago. And the pollsters estimate that every day, some 5,000 people take their first snort. Partly cloudy today, breezy as well. Also cooler with a high near 60 degrees. It's 45 degrees right now at 7:30. I'm Kimberly Kraft for KWFM.
Skip O'Neill, good morning to you. 7:36 on a Monday morning in sports. NC State and Houston meet up in Albuquerque at the University of New Mexico this evening for the NCAA Championship. Game time is at 7 o'clock tonight. You can pick that up on TV, I'm sure. In the USFL, Herschel Walker and the New Jersey Generals dealt the Arizona Wranglers yet another loss. 35-21 was the final score. Here's Falco, Der Kommissar from 92 KWFM. KWFM, the morning show with Skip and Kim. And speaking of what love is, here is that all-knowing, all-seeing mentor and soothsayer of news, Kimberly Kraft.
Hey, you ever gotten bumped off an airline flight?
Boy, have I got bumped off. 10,000 up.
I know. Not quite, but they do tend to overbook flights these days. There's a guy named Daniel Horowitz, though, who got bumped one time too many. He's trying to get from San Francisco to New York. First, he was bummed from one flight. He was overlooked on a second and finally squeezed onto a third only after a two-hour harangue with officials. Well, now he says he's had enough, and he's suing United Airlines for $25 million, or he says he'll take the plane instead, whatever. Whatever's fair, but he says that's the least they can do.
That's about right.
Records and Tapes has their own spring fling. Open this Thursday, 9 till 11, Friday and Saturday, 9 till midnight, and Sunday, 11 till 9. Sound Barrier Records and Tapes at 3673 North Campbell at Prince. The Sound Barrier.
Good morning. It is 7 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Lots of doings in Phoenix today. I'll be talking about that on the news at 8 o'clock.
I like that old voice. Sounds like he's getting absorbed into the speaker in your car radio. Here's Pete Townsend from 92 KWFM.
It gives me happy feet, too.
Yeah, you can't hurry, love. Phil Collins, 92 KWFM, Tucson, the morning show with Skip and Kim.
Yeah, the House Judiciary Committee up in Phoenix wants to do you a favor. Today, they'll consider a bill that would prevent the state from charging you when they take your fingerprints. Other bills they'll be talking about are one that would require a person to make restitution in cases of employee theft, and another one that repeals the insanity defense in criminal trials. Well, as Congress gets ready to go back to work after its spring break, our own Senator Dennis DeConcini says he thinks that the MX missile system and the economy will be the hot topics. He says the fact that so many senators are running for president could also affect the way the Senate works. He says he looks for a lot of posturing on the issues by various candidates. And DeConcini is also predicting that President Reagan won't get the full defense budget he'd like to have. The U.S. has not made chemical weapons since 1969 when then-President Nixon banned their production, but the Pentagon is pushing for a policy change. And Democratic Senator David Pryor of Arkansas, whose state is the one that the Army wants to put a chemical weapons plan in, he plans to introduce a bill this week blocking that idea. The president's latest proposals on arms control were rejected by the Kremlin over the weekend, and Soviet officials are following up on that today. The Communist Party newspaper Pravda accuses Washington of being hypocritical after the State Department said the Reagan plan isn't dead. Well, Sisquawk is the name of the first California condor hatched in captivity. Isn't supposed to fly for at least 6 months, but officials at the San Diego Zoo say that that has not stopped the rare bird from flapping its wings. The five-day-old chick has also developed a knack for taking food from the condor puppets used by keepers at feeding time. The bird downed 45 minced mice yesterday, also stood up, stretched, and flapped its wings for the first time since it was hatched on March 30th. Partly cloudy today, also breezy with a high of 60 degrees. It's 51 degrees right now at 8 o'clock. I'm Kimberly Kraft for KWFM.
Yum, yum, my favorite, minced mice.
Yeah, let's have a few.
For sure. Here's the call from 92 KWFM. Good morning to you. I'm Skip O'Neill. We're in the middle of 40 commercial free with Billy Joel at 92 KWFM. don't smoke. Had a mint. 92 KWFM. The morning show. Skip and Kim.
Yeah, good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Local efforts win praises from the White House. That story's coming up at 8:30.
Thank you, Kimberly. Here's Greg Kim, 92 KWFM. KWFM, the morning show is Skip and Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. It is 55 degrees right now, Midtown Tucson. No traffic problems to report this morning. Well, yesterday, Arizona saw a first as thousands of people took part in the state job-a-thon trying to link unemployed people with employers who have jobs. And the effort did not escape the attention of the Reagan administration. White House advisor Ed Meese called job-a-thon organizers to congratulate them for their volunteer spirit. They say more than 3,000 jobs were registered statewide, but more than 3,000 unemployed people applied just in Tucson alone. The search picks up again this morning in a mountain area of Cochise County for an 8-year-old Wilcox boy who's been missing since Saturday. Jeffrey Sunderland was playing hide-and-seek at a campsite in Turkey Creek area of the Chiricahua Mountains late Saturday afternoon when he apparently wandered off. Dozens of volunteers helped search the area yesterday with the help of a State Department of Public Safety helicopter, but with no luck, they're hoping for better results today. Remember how much fun it was to drive on I-10 in summers past? Well, same thing's in store for you this year, but they say it won't be anything like the summer of 81. I'm talking about freeway improvements. Phase 2 begins this summer. Today, Pinal County supervisors will be answering this question, wet or dry. They'll be voting on whether or not to rezone the University of Arizona Conference Center near Oracle. That's the former Motorola Executive Institute. And whether or not they'll okay a request for a liquor license as well. That center is a complex of offices and recreational facilities surrounded by vacant land that the university acquired 2 years ago. Well, it is a go for today's space shuttle launch. That word this morning from space agency officials. High altitude winds had threatened to postpone the Challenger's liftoff set for 11:30 our time, but NASA officials say data from weather balloons indicate the winds have died down. Partly cloudy today and breezy as far as our weather goes. Also cooler with a high near 60. We've got 55 degrees right now at 8:30. I'm Kimberly Kraft for KWFM.
Speaking of the Challenger, let's give out the number they can call to listen in on Houston and the astronauts.
Right.
Now, number is 1-900-410-NASA. Again, that's 1-900-410-NASA. It's going to cost you 50 cents for the first minute and 35 cents every minute thereafter. Give you a chance to listen in on what's going on between Houston and the Challenger. Here's Jim Capaldi from 92 KWFM. And me, Jane.
Whatever.
Yeah, anyways, we're 92 KWFM morning show with Skip and Kim. Say, Kim.
Yeah.
What is 72 feet long from head to toe and 12 feet this way long?
Besides you?
Besides me.
I give up.
We're talking about King Kong here.
Ah.
A big man.
No, wait a second. He was a 2-foot-high model, I remember.
Well, that was the original movie.
Okay.
Don't blow it for everybody, all right? Landmark monster movie King Kong, of course, was released April 10th, 1933. Seems like so long ago. Maybe it's because it was. The owners of the Empire State Building aren't going to let this go by. No siree, they're going to celebrate in a grand style. They're going to erect the 72-foot giant for about a one-week stay up there.
My goodness. They can always use you as a stand-in.
I just think the guys from the Challenger will be able to look down and see it, you know?
Perhaps.
We'll guarantee that you like it or your money back. No questions asked.
I can't take it.
Warehouse wants you to know that this is rock and roll the way America loves and wants it. Michael Bolton, now just $5.99 for the cassette or LP. Where? At the Warehouse. Michael Bolton. Buy it, try it. If you don't like it, just bring it back and the Warehouse will cheerfully refund your money. No questions asked. It's a deal you can't beat. Where? At the Warehouse.
Good morning, 842, 92 KWFM and Skip O'Neill. It's going to be a cool, cool day today. 60 degrees projected for our high. Midtown Tucson showing up with 57. Here's Michael Jackson from 92 KWFM.
She's a ball. She's a ball.
It's hard. Athena, 92. 92 KWFM and Skip O'Neill. Good morning, 8:50 on a Monday, and MTV fans are absolutely going to adore this. KWFM announces another first for Tucson. Now, if you happen to be a subscriber to Meal Cable Systems or you have access to MTV, you can join us for the Men at Work concert, which was recorded live in Canada. It comes up April 9th at 10:30 p.m. It's going to be simulcast in stereo, of course, on KWFM. And KWFM and Mail Cable plan to bring you a live MTV simulcast all summer long. Going to be a great summer in store for you. MTV is not available at all complexes, so if you require any subscription information, you can call 748-1128.
You just saw the new
Great Western Dental Group. They would like you to know how affordable quality dentistry can be. Have an oral exam, x-ray, cleaning, and a fluoride treatment for only $22. Great Western Dental Group, 5151 East Broadway. Call for an appointment at 748-8900. Dr. William Foote and Dr. Ron McCormick in the Great Western Bank Building on the 15th floor. But the prices are down to earth.
Good morning. It is 8 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. The Catalina Foothills area plan could be up for a vote tomorrow. That story's coming up at 9.
Thank you, Kimberly. Here's Ultravox from 92 KWFM. Is it emergency? It's Foreigner, 92 KWFM Tucson. The morning show is Skip and Kimberly.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice day out there.
Yeah, it's getting lighter and lighter as the day goes on.
Cooler, though, today. Well, expect to see developers and homeowners squaring off tomorrow as the Board of Supervisors considers the revised Catalina Foothills area plan. In general, developers want higher densities, and homeowners want to preserve the character of the foothills. And in general, the plan calls for higher densities and possibly a campus park industrial site near Pima Canyon. Supervisors were scheduled to take a vote tomorrow, but Chairman Sam Lena has said he thinks it might be a good idea to postpone it again because the area is so large, the board should take its time. Also up for consideration is a plan to cut the minimum lot size on which a house can be built. Builders say that would make houses more affordable. Today, the City Council will be talking about the federal job training program again. Every year, the program has to be audited, and the council wants to extend the current contract instead of calling for new bids. They say we can save over $100,000 that way. Also today, the council will consider a request from the Community Cable Corporation for almost $28,000 so it can hire an interim director and secretary. Also on the agenda is a plan to give preferential treatment to local contractors in awarding city contracts. Pamela Zasley is finding out the hard way the system does not work. She has multiple sclerosis and a recent car accident has compounded her problems. It doesn't seem to make any difference to the Social Security Administration. They wrote her in December and told her she'd better find a job because they're cutting off her disability payments. Well, that news has Zasley close to panic, and she can never be certain how she'll feel from one day to the next. Some days she says she can't even get out of bed by herself, and in the meantime, she's appealed and the checks keep coming, but if she loses her appeal, she'll have to repay all of that money. The Supreme Court has let stand a ruling that Texaco overcharged customers by about $1 billion for crude oil sold in the mid-70s. High Court refused to hear an appeal from the oil company, and Texaco has been ordered to make refunds for those overcharges. Partly cloudy today and breezy with a high of 60 degrees. We're almost there. We've got 57 degrees right now at 9 o'clock. I'm Kimberly Kraft for KWFM.
What did you do to bring all the cold air here?
I don't know. Hey, you better thank me for it now, because pretty soon it's going to be hotter than you like.
That's probably right. Go out there and have a good day, Kimberly.
I sure will.
Here's Walter Egan, Full Moon Fire, from 92 KWFM.